This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
This is Kevin on the Monday Magazine on Vectis Radio, also alive. I'm with you till 4 o'clock. I'm here every Monday. And around this time, I always try to have guests in the studio. And as it so happens, I haven't got one, I haven't got two, I've got three. Three guests, including Georgia Newman of Key Arts, who's here with friends to tell us all about a brand new exhibition. So can you introduce us to that exhibition, Georgia? What's it? What is it, and when's it on?
Hello, yes. The exhibition is called Contemporary British Painting, and it's currently on in the West Gallery at Key Arts every day apart from Sundays, and it's on until the 15th of October.
Okay. Right, so it's called Contemporary British Painting. So first question for me is, what is that? Because you're emphasising in your publicity the painting, aren't you? As if, because they're paintings, it somehow sets it apart from other exhibitions. Is that me misunderstanding it, or is the painting bit quite important? I'll just throw that open, because I should say, also with me is Freya Perdue and Marguerite Horner, got that right, who are both members of the Contemporary British Painting Group. So maybe I could just throw that at both of you. Maybe Freya, do you want to start?
Yes, I'm happy to start. Hello. The Contemporary British Painting Group started officially in 2013. It was set up in order to enable painters to be selected for a special new group concentrating on painting, whereas currently, or at least at that time, in the art world was focusing a lot on video and installation types of work, and there were a lot of painters, professional painters, who were working in the background in their studios, building up a large bodies of work, and there was very little available for people to very little gallery space available for people to put up work, because the interest in that was mainly around those things that I just mentioned.
Oh, right, that's interesting. So Marguerite, then, so there's a bit of a problem in that galleries presumably are seem more interested in new media installations than in painting. Is that fair?
There are a lot of galleries that do show painting, but what we're our particular group now have had shows in Ipswich and Huddersfield, major outside of London, and we are now branching out to China. And what we're looking for is Arts Council funding, and it seems that their funding is going to these other types of media.
Right. Okay. So, do you know why that's happened? Has it just happened by degrees over the years, or is there something more significant behind that?
I guess they're trying to promote new things like digital and explorations in those areas. Whenever you get to, like, photography, whenever you get anything new, it does tend to attract more research. But what I think has happened is that because of television and all these other places where you can do like theatre and media, the time-based mediums are actually not doing what painting does. I mean, painting allows people to contemplate, and there was a research done or a paper done in the 1930s when film started by a guy called Walter Benjamin. It's a seminal piece called The Illuminations, and he says how the moving image, you just get distracted all the time, and it's good for people to be distracted from their harsh life, but they actually just take time out. They don't grow in themselves, and when people contemplate, like there's now a movement towards mindfulness, people start to become aware of themselves, yeah. And so they're fed. And I think painting is in that realm of feeding people, yeah. And okay, feeding their souls.
Yeah, that's interesting. A bit like the argument about electronic books, isn't it? Where some people say, "Oh no, I want a proper book, something I can hold and yeah. read and go back a page," and the whole experience is different, isn't
yeah,
it?
The presence of the material.
Yeah.
And we were discussing just earlier the difference between, say, a book by Tolstoy on Anna Karenina and the film. One is sort of not allowing you to absorb it. Like when you eat food, it becomes part of your body. And if you're just looking at the food, it doesn't feed you.
Yeah.
So, and also you get interpretation. So what was actually Tolstoy trying to say takes time to absorb. You go back over the words again and again. Yeah. And with paintings, if you have them on the wall, you go back and the painting reveals itself in time.
Yeah.
Whereas with something that's just a second glance, you don't have time to absorb it.
Yeah, okay. That's sorry, Freya.
I was just going to add, really, that that there is something else about painting and to consider, really, and that is the nature of the type of painting and the level of painting, you know, the experience of the artists concerned. And I think that is the something that we can differentiate between the amateur artist and the more professional artist, where people have spent many years learning their art, basically.
Yeah.
And this show we've put together as from a group of people like that. So although, you know, the imagery and the things like that are not necessarily always that inventive or that different, but the quality and nature of the paintings and the achievement in the work is exceptional.
Okay. And if I could ask Georgia to lean in again, fighting for microphone space here. But Georgia was saying earlier that actually the exhibition's been really well received already. It only opened at the weekend, didn't it?
No,
got that wrong?
You got that wrong.
Okay, thanks.
No, on the weekend we actually had a gallery talk by Marguerite and
Freya.
So
I was half right.
Half right, yeah. They're doing two more gallery tours, actually. We're calling them walk and talk gallery tours, just to keep it informal, because I think it's really important to keep talking about the work, to keep it sort of fairly light. I mean, we want people to engage with it on whatever level, whether it be on a critical level or just for this idea of nourishment, you know, feeding the soul. But to go into the gallery and see the work and discussing it with the artists involved, it's really important to give that time. Yeah. I think, you know, we were talking about you can't get it from a second's glance. It does take time, and there is, I think, I don't know, 8-second rule, or not a rule, but it's about 8 seconds, apparently, people give now to look at a painting, to look at an artwork, which really isn't, it's not much, really, 8 seconds.
Okay.
So, it is on, the exhibition is on for a long time, and if you can pop down and see the work, we really do, advise people to have a look whilst it's on.
Okay. Freya, can you give us a few facts and figures about the exhibition? What the scale is? Are we talking, like, hundreds of paintings?
We're talking about 40 paintings. The email was sent out to the artists who belong to Contemporary British Painting, and 40 people came forward and offered their paintings to be part of that.
Okay.
So it wasn't a selection, because the selection, in a sense, has already been done by being a member of Contemporary British Painting, because has been selected previously.
Yeah.
But the show is a range of different sizes of paintings. A lot of small paintings, which seems to be the contemporary modus for a lot of artists because of the nature of having to look after and keep the paintings. Some artists have larger works, and of course it's great to see any work that comes out of a studio from an artist of these kinds of quality, but it's a real treasure to be able to actually have time to look at them and to take in what they're trying to.
Yeah, and of course, this is a UK-wide exhibition, isn't it? Paintings have come from artists all over the UK, so it's a real coup for the Isle of Wight to have it here.
It is.
But I think you're part of that, aren't you? Because you're a member of the group, and you happen to have moved to the Isle of Wight not too long ago.
Well, I was the coordinator for the show coming here.
Ah, right, okay.
And it was an exciting idea that we might bring a show to the gallery, and you know, in meeting Georgia and seeing that all come together has been a wonderful experience. Yeah.
Fantastic.
And very exciting.
Yeah. And Marguerite, can I ask you, you and Freya have been giving a talk to people. Is there a theme to that talk? I mean, what are you trying to get across when you give those talks?
Well, I suppose I'm trying to illuminate people as to what's the thinking behind the work.
Right.
Often when people ask a question, you're quite surprised at what comes to mind. And it's personal what your work's around. I mean, mine is about my own experience, and it's an ongoing journey for me. So I kind of put across what was my thinking or my feelings, because I often find that my work evokes feelings in people, and to me that's a confirmation that somehow whatever marks I'm making and my work is representational has some resonance with other people's feelings.
Okay, that's fantastic. It must make such a difference having someone there talking to you about it. It's only happened once to me, purely by accident. I went to a gallery and somebody suddenly stood up and started talking about it, and instantly we all sort of homed in on that person, and we were just totally absorbed in it for about 15 minutes. And so I can imagine that they would be very popular experiences for people. So can I ask Georgia again, lean in, did you say there's another talk or two coming up?
There's one on the 17th of September, which is on a Saturday, 12 until about 1 o'clock. Freya will be here for this one, and hopefully I think we might gain another member from the group.
We'll try.
See if we could coax over to the island.
Yes.
And also one towards the end of the exhibition in the evening, which is on Thursday the 13th of October at 6 p.m.
Okay. But meanwhile, maybe to you, Freya, when visitors come, there's a book, and presumably you'll encourage people to make comments in there, because that seems to be a big part of this. It's not just come and have a look, it's come and share your experiences of what you're seeing, isn't it?
Yes, and I think different people have different empathy with different types of work, and we're not all going to love everything, but it is helpful and it's wonderful if people can say something about the work that they appreciate. We also have a catalogue which is available on Amazon, which has pictures of all the work in the show.
Okay.
And it's a very beautiful production, so anyone wishing to have a memory of the show, it's a good idea to get hold of that.
Okay, that's fantastic. Well, it's great talking to you all. Do you want to do the little roundup for us, Georgia, and remind us about, lean in again, and remind us when the exhibition's on? Opening times, have you got all that at your fingertips?
I've got it all in my head. So the exhibition is on until the 15th of October. Two talks coming up, the 17th of September and the 13th of October, that's right. 17th of October is starting at midday in the gallery. Just turn up, no need to book, and it's free. Sorry?
You said October, 17th of September.
17th of September, sorry. Yeah. And then the second one is the 13th of October. Again, no need to book, and that one starts at 6.
Yeah.
Although I should quickly say, from the 2nd of October, we are launching our new season with Mr. Paul Armfield.
Oh, yeah.
The new arts manager. And we are going to be open late, till around about 11 p.m.
Okay.
Every day. So we're doing Moroccan style food in the cafe. I really shouldn't reveal too much, but it's all going to be lovely, and we're going to open up the gallery late as well, so hence why in October we're having a later opening for the talk. So do pop along later on in October when you can. And may I also add that all of the work is for sale. And we also run a fantastic scheme called Own Art, where you can purchase works and pay over 10 months completely interest free. We're the only place on the Isle of Wight that are able to do it, and you can borrow from £100 to £2,000. It's a fantastic way to own quality work and an affordable price.
Yeah, and it's fantastic news for the island that you're here and must be really exciting as well for you to do it. Where next, mate Freya? Are you? Is it like a tour that you're doing, and you're always looking for venues for exhibitions?
Artists are always looking for exhibitions. my studio is over in Osborne Stables, and that's a lovely place. I haven't yet opened it up for open studios, but hope to do that next year.
Yeah.
But we as a group are looking forward to shows in various places, and we have our gallery that we use in Marylebone Road in London, which has a whole programme of exhibitions coming up.
Okay.
And the group as a whole has a drawing show going into China, and part of the work that has been done by the group is to set up a collection called the Prizeman Seabrook Collection, and that will be going to three venues in China next year. So it's all very exciting. There's lots of activity going on around us and lots of buzz.
Yeah.
So it's been a very exciting journey for us all so far.
Okay. And paintings making a comeback. Marguerite, did you want to say something?
Well, I was just saying that many of the members have shown at the Royal Academy Summer Show this year.
Yeah.
And the National Open Arts coming up, and the Derwent Art Prize, and the Inga Cernin Eye.
Okay.
They're at the Mall Galleries.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thank you all so much for coming in. That's the Contemporary British Painting Exhibition at Key Arts, and it's on all the way through till mid-October, 15th of October. So catch it if you can. Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you. www.vectusradio.com